This is MemberCare Media, a media ministry of TWR. Up next, a conversation we believe will be helpful to you. This is a copyright production of MemberCare Media and may not be reproduced without prior written consent.
Where does a person belong who has lived in so many different places? Third culture kids move on the average of 8 times in the first 18 years, 8 major moves. And that's even the one who goes to the field to the same place and back home and back to the field again. Each of those moves are major moves. If a 13-year-old is away from a place for a year, by the time he gets back, he has changed so drastically, and the place has changed so drastically, and the people have changed so drastically, that it may be on the map the same place, but it's not the same place. And so those moves are major moves and major changes. And third culture kids tend to be rootless, having a difficult time identifying where they really belong, or even identifying where they want to belong. There may be so many good things in so many different places that they really don't want to say, that's my place, because as soon as you say that, there's a sense of being disloyal to another place and brushing that place aside and saying it wasn't important to me when in fact it was important. So there is that sense of rootlessness. Now that rootlessness can affect an individual in two different directions. There's a small percentage of people who in their rootlessness struggle to become rooted. And they put down a root that is so deep that you'll never move them again. Now that's a small percentage, however, of third culture kids. The tendency is to be mobile even when an individual says, I don't want to be mobile. I want to have a place and I want to establish that place. They establish a place, but about 8 months later, they say, okay, now I've established the place, now it's time to move again. And that can be something of a difficulty if you've married a monocultural person who doesn't want to move. One of the saddest experiences of this past year has been to be in touch with a close friend of mine who had lived in, had gone to 9 different schools in 9 different countries, spoke 7 different languages when he graduated from high school, married a girl who had never been more than 75 miles from Detroit, and they are now in the process of a divorce. And it's largely because, well, almost totally because of the struggles that they have faced in 2 different views of the world and how it works and how one relates to it. And that's an area of real concern, because the rootlessness can affect a person's marriage, can affect a person's career. But that rootlessness also has the dilemma, probably the most serious issue in the on the downside, of producing an unresolved grief. You say goodbye to an awful lot of people. Now, grief is a normal human experience, and we all say goodbye to people. Death, moving, all kinds of things that happen in everybody's life. But third culture kids experience that separation more often and more intensely. And they experience it in multiples, where they leave a whole group of people or are left by a whole group of people. And sometimes that's worse, being left, than it is leaving. When you leave, you're the one who has initiated it. Well, to say if you're an adult. We'll get to that in a moment. You leave and you're going somewhere. But the people who are left behind are experiencing the loss and nothing to fill the loss. Unresolved grief. Now that unresolved grief can manifest itself in a number of ways. Anger, depression, unusual grief responses later on in life, where an individual at the age of 35, 45, 55 has experiences a loss, and the grief response is far more intense than anybody would have imagined, or than it would be seen as being normal. The reason is that grief experience is not just focused on the particular incident that occurred when the person was 45, it's the collection of all the grief from before that's been bottled up. Because you see, when you experience that grief and you leave those people behind, you usually, at this point in time, 15 hours later, you're facing your grandmother in the airport in your home country. And she's saying to you, aren't you glad you're home? And you can't tell her you're not glad. And you can't tell her you're not home. And you push the grief down inside. And then the next experience, you push that grief down inside. And there's a buildup of those grief experiences that have never been resolved. Now that feeds the next thing, the uncertainty in relationships, where an individual has had to say goodbye so many times that they have a quick release mechanism that they've developed, where they do not trust that anyone will ever really be there for them over a long period of time. Now there's a positive thing that grows out of this, and that is that third culture kids often become very independent. And there's nothing in the world wrong with independence. Third culture kids can do things on their own, they can function, they can climb on planes and fly around the world, and everybody, it's interesting being in a college situation. And one of the things that we are doing is encouraging as many students as possible to have cross-cultural experiences. The third culture kids get their visa, get their passport in order, they get their visas, they get their tickets, and you say, how are things going? They say, fine, I got the ticket. And now I'm glad I got the ticket. You work with monocultural kids, and they worry. And they're always, you know, it didn't come today. Well, it'll come. And they just stew over it, and they're planning and work. And the third culture kid just does it because they've seen their parents just do it, and they've just done it. Independence, not bad. But when independence results in the person saying, I will never trust or lean upon anybody because they'll never be there for me long term. And the person isolates themselves and refuses to accept the positives of that surrounding community. They become very lonely. And that loneliness can carry itself on into marriage, where an individual refuses to enjoy or participate in the kind of mutual support that's a part of marriage. And third culture kids, or monoculture kids married to third culture kids, often struggle with a sense of distancing, not quite sure why this person doesn't really have, where there isn't the feeling that this person really is a part of their life. One of the things that happens is that an individual who has had this experience of leaving so many times, as soon as there's any indication of the other person withdrawing, they withdraw. They say, it's all over. And they're ready to leave. Well, the person who initiated the withdrawal may simply have had a headache that day. They didn't really mean to withdraw. But the buttons are all pushed. It's not something that happens consciously. It's something that happens over a practice from a lot of years of knowing that at certain times of the year and in certain circumstances, lots of people are going to begin to withdraw and pull away. One person who was with the Diplomatic Corps, grew up in the Diplomatic Corps, told me that every 2 years, he changes all of his friends. He said, I don't mean to do that, but he said, I just find myself getting bored. And he said, I just start looking for new people. He said, the problem in my marriage is that my wife keeps coming along every 2 years. He said, when I was growing up, every 2 years, we moved to a new place. He said, you could have a terrible reputation in one place, and you start it all over again. And he said, it was a great way to get rid of your problems. You just left them behind. But he said, I've handled all my life that way. Every 2 years, I expect that I'm going to get a clean slate to start all over. And he said, when I do have problems, the way I handle them, I leave. And he said, I've left jobs and communities and churches. And he said, I've done that all my life. That's how I handle my problems, because those are the patterns that I've developed from before. Uncertainty in relationships that result in quick withdrawal. Out of phase developmentally, some people criticize third culture kids, particularly in the area of their social development, their social responses. And they say, well, you know, they really seem very awkward in dating and so forth. Well, yeah, sometimes they are. Because if you grow up in a boarding school situation, the people you date are on a brother-sister relationship, or at least cousin relationship. You know them generally before you date them. Dating in the United States is a way you get to know somebody. Some perfect stranger comes up, or imperfect stranger, and says, my name is Ralph, and would you like to go out Friday night? And one gal told me last year that she views dating in the United States as a predatory activity. And she said there's just this sense that that people are on the hunt. And she said when I was overseas in school, when we dated, you go see a film together, you go to a banquet together, it was with an old friend. It wasn't with someone who was a total stranger. And so the individual may seem to be out of phase socially. Sometimes that out of phase socially may not be so bad. Anyway, off balance culturally, when you have had large blocks of your life in another place, and then you come back to what's supposedly your home culture, and everybody looks at you and says, oh, you belong here. They have expectations of what you know and what experiences that you've had. And yet the third culture kid has big blank spots where they have not been in the culture. They have not read the newspaper and the local newspaper. They don't know a lot of things that have happened. And there's no reason why they should. The third culture kid can feel very off balance. The issues of style of clothing are not quite the problem they used to be. But there are these blanks of knowledge. And a third culture kid needs a mentor, needs somebody to help them in the culture to answer some of those questions. Well, that's kind of a rough profile. That doesn't mean that every third culture kid fits that profile exactly. As a matter of fact, there's some third culture kids who don't look like that at all. But a lot of them do.
This feature is a presentation of Member Care Media. Thanks for taking the time to listen. We invite you to check out our website further. We offer audio features and resources to help you in your work and daily life. In addition, we have links to other helpful websites that will be an encouragement to you and your family. This is a copyright production of Member Care Media and may not be reproduced without prior written consent.